Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, Jody Mack and I were just talking about how young and handsome we look in the break. Jody McDonald from WIP in Philly and the Infinity Sports Network. Always good to see you, Jody. Hope you're having a great summer. I want to start with this. We were just talking about this kid, Mizorowski, and the abuse that he took from all the high-priced Phillies that seemed to get all worked up about the kid going to the All-Star game. Now, fair enough. We don't disagree with their assessment of five games and you're in the All-Star break. I don't have a problem with that. But I have a problem with, the kid's got a smile on his face. He's, bright-eyed like Christmas Day. He's having the time of his life. And all of these high-priced Phillies that complained about him, I thought it made them look really bad. Like, all these guys in Philadelphia are making tons of money and that open their mouths. And the one guy, Castellanos, he just got benched by Thompson when he ridiculed Thompson. Then they benched his ass and he makes a ton of money. And I don't see what their problem is. Now, listen, I have nothing against any of these guys at all. I have no bones in this. I just, from an outside perspective, I thought it made them all look really pathetic.
Well, the one guy who was more outspoken than anybody else was probably Trey Turner, who is a 30 million plus guy. So you're talking about guys who make big money. He surely does. And you can make an argument that he got squeezed too, that he got stiffed. He leads the National League in hits, and that wasn't good enough to earn him a spot on the All-Star team. So he might have been kind of sounded off because he was a little PO'd that he didn't make it either. The two pitchers that the Phillies had who didn't make the original pitching roster, Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez, both deserved an All-Star spot. So I don't have any issues with any of the Phillies speaking out on it. Some of them went a little harsh, and yeah, it does rain on a kid's parade, and you do worry about that. But both of those guys deserve spots. Now, Ranger was offered one and turned it down. Sanchez, MLB reported that they offered to him and he turned it down. And then his agent said, no, what are you talking about? He'll go, he'll pitch an inning. He's an All-Star, make him an All-Star. Apparently the Phillies turned it down. So they gave him his $50,000 bonus, which was the right thing to do. Yeah, it was a big deal for 24, 48 hours. Mizorowski will get a chance to pitch, and the Phillies will get on with the second half of the season. I didn't think this thing's going to blow over.
So how do you think the second half's going to go for the Phillies against the Mets in the battle for the division?
All the way till the mid to late September. They're two evenly matched squads. They've swapped first place 10 times already this year. And that doesn't count when they're tied. Just one moves ahead of the other. They've already done it 10 times and we're just past the midway point of the season. So that's how close this race has been. That's how close, at least the way I see it, the two teams are. Mets have a little bit more of a consistent lineup. Certainly the Phillies have the better starting pitching staff. Mets might have the better bullpen, but I think the Phillies are going to look to add a big piece in the bullpen leading up to the trade deadline. Yeah, I think this race goes all the way to the last week of the season, Pharrell.
So you do a ton of shows in both markets. You're in New York all the time. I worked with you forever. Who do you think's better? The better team? That who do you think can go further if they, you know, if they both get in? I think one gets in, the other's a wild card, right? Wouldn't you think that?
I do believe both are going to make it. They both made it last year, and the Mets finishing in second place, Phillies finishing first, but they meet up in the playoffs and the Mets take out the Phillies. So the Mets ended up with the better season of the two, even though they didn't win the division. And maybe it flips this year. Maybe Mets win the division. I think the Phillies have a chance to be a playoff contender all the way, go to the World Series like they did a couple of years ago, basically because of their starting pitching, because of Wheeler, because of Ranger Suarez, because of Christopher Sanchez, and even Jesus Luzardo, who they acquired via trade before the year started, got off to a great start, had two god-awful days in the middle of the season, including giving up 12 runs one day. Why the Phillies managerial and coaching staff left him out there to take that beating, I still don't understand, but he's also come back. So they're four deep in starting pitching, and starting pitching becomes even more important in the playoffs. So I would put the Phillies this far ahead of the Mets, basically on starting pitching.
How banged up is Bryce Harper? It seemed to me like he came back and he was still injured.
He probably was, because they let Harper dictate terms. He didn't go down for a minor league rehab or anything like that. A lot of guys don't these days, and certainly they weren't going to force Harper to do it. He had a big day on this road trip, had a 4-for-6 day, 4 extra base hits. He had never done that in his career before. I was only okay in San Diego this weekend. He's the key guy, Pharrell. You're right on it. He's got to perform like an MVP-type candidate. He has for the Phillies often since he's gotten to Philadelphia and has been really good come playoff time. But he's had a little bit of a disappointing year so far, underachieving year so far. They need Bryce Harper to be Bryce Harper over these last 70 games if they want to win that division.
Why couldn't the Sixers get Ace Bailey interested in playing in Philadelphia?
Because they got lucky. I think Vijay Edgecombe is the more talented player. I think they got the better plan. I think they probably would have taken him anyway. Ace Bailey talked his way out by saying he'd show up for a meeting and then not showing up. He didn't show up for any team. Guy a little over-evaluating his own self-worth. The Sixers should be happy that that's the case. They don't now have to worry about, oh, they picked the wrong guy. Well, no, they picked the guy who wanted to become a 76er. He plays one game in the summer league, looks dynamite, bangs up his hand. So now he's out for the rest of the summer league, or it just it certainly looks that way. They shut these guys down pretty quickly in the summer league, the very high draft picks. They've already done that with Cooper Flagg, shut him down. So however Bailey handled his business, don't care. Better player was Vijay Edgecombe. Good for the Sixers. They got the right guy.
So PG had a surgery on his knee, and can you believe how long it's been since they've gotten it done in Philly?
As far as the basketball goes, yeah, it's pretty frustrating. They can't get past the second round. They went through those process years of being the god-awful worst team in the NBA, and the only real payoff they got was Joel Embiid. And Embiid himself individually, when he's been on the court, has been very good. 2 runner-up MVPs and an actual MVP, but he's always hurt. They can't get past the second round of the playoffs. They're borderline. This may very well be the last year that they try it before they take it down again. It's been difficult to be a 76er fan these last couple of decades.
Yeah, but not the Eagles. They kicked the Chiefs' ass. And will they defend that East crown that no one can ever defend?
Over 20 years that you've had a repeat champion in the NFC East. They're the team to beat. They lost some guys on defense. That's what happens. You win a Super Bowl. Guys need to get paid. Some need to go free agent. But Vic Fangio did such a superior job as their defense coordinator last year. You got to have faith in Fangio that he's going to be able to plug guys in. But what he did, making Zach Bond, an edge rusher, into an outside linebacker, and he's in the conversation for defensive player of the year. So I got a lot of faith in Fangio. Their offense will probably be a little bit more pass heavy. Saquon had the most unbelievable year any running back's ever had in the league, but they know they got to be able to pass the ball a little bit more, and I think they will. So I like the Eagles' chances very much so to repeat in the East.
Jody, great to see you. Say hi to everybody at the network, and we'll get you back on C2C when football starts up. We see how the Eagles are doing. Great to see you, my friend.
My pleasure, brother. Thanks, man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
So the Midsummer Classic is tonight in Hot Town, and it's Skeens against Scooble, at least for an inning.
At least for an inning. For an inning it will be for both of these guys. Let's hear from the starters, look at the lineup, look at the numbers. For the Midsummer Classic, we will start with Paul Skeens. Of course, Skeens, not much to say, but he is very excited, Scotty, about getting the ball once again as the National League starter.
It's the All-Star game is something that I think, you know, for myself, I was lucky enough to do it last year. I don't imagine a scenario where I would, you know, turn down starting the All-Star game. And it's just such a huge honor to, you know, be on this stage and play with, you know, all these unbelievable players, some of them that I've, you know, watched for years, and to be able to share a field with them is an awesome experience. So great to be back.
I'm sure it is, considering the fact that he plays on such a loser. I mean, when you play and all you do is lose, and he pitches the way he pitches and gives up one run or no runs every time he pitches, and they never win and never score a run for him, and he never gets wins at all. Like, how miserable could one possibly be? And then he gets to play on this team that is loaded with superstars. And I'll tell you this much, he's probably excited for that WBC as well, playing for Team USA, which will also be loaded. So the only chances he has at any kind of euphoria is with the All-Star team in the National League and with that USA team in the WBC. And the teams that they'll go up against in the WBC are absolutely loaded with talent. I mean, it's like the entire thing is one team after the next that are stacked with star players. I mean, almost every one of them is good, right? We've seen Japan win it, right? Like, we've seen the Dominican Republic, what they've done. We've seen all these teams. His only misery is his everyday existence in Pittsburgh.
Right. And I think the funniest part is like tonight, there's people that, believe it or not, some might only turn on like the All-Star game. They don't watch all year. It's a very fair weather fan type of event, right? It's not, you know, the diehards are obviously there, but it's one of those events where the average Joe might turn it on and say, let me see what's going on with baseball, put on the All-Star game. And it's going to be weird to see the starting pitcher when they put his stats up on the screen that he's 4-8. You know, that's that doesn't happen very often, or how about never, that the guy starting the All-Star game is 4-8 on the season, but he's such a stud that he's starting the game anyway, even though the fact that his record says he's 4-8. So you're going to get a show from Skeens. You're going to get a show from him.
Like, his last start was in Target Field, and he gave up a two-run homer to some no-name, and they lost 2-1. And it's always the same story. He'll give up none, one, or on a bad day, two runs. And he's been known to give up a long ball here and there. He's been giving up home runs since he came up. Like, he'll throw a heater right down the middle, 98 miles an hour, and someone will get lucky and hit it. It's real simple. You got to remember, these are big league hitters. Like, when you're in the show, you're allegedly capable of hitting fastballs. It's the other stuff that really throws them off. Now, high cheese can get them, or inside heat, you know what I mean? But for the most part, if you throw a meat pie over the middle of the plate, guys in the bigs, I remember my whole life, I remember they used to say, don't throw that ball right over the middle of the plate, or throw it to a lefty inside and low, where he can, you know, go down and golf it out. These are big league hitters. I will say this to you, Mike. I have never in my entire life, you and I are having birthdays here in a couple weeks. I'll be 60, and I have seen my entire life baseball. I have never seen worse hitters than there are now in Major League Baseball. I have never in my life. Do you realize I come from the era of Robin Yount, Carew, George Brett, guys that flirted with 400. There are like a handful of guys in Major League Baseball that even hit 300. No one sniffs 400. Even Arise. I don't care what anybody says. He's no 400 hitter in my book. I don't care what anybody says. Don't get me started on that. But most guys now in Major League Baseball, Mike, you know it's true. They hit between 2 and 240. There's nobody hitting 300 in baseball. I think baseball's hitters have been worse than I've ever seen my entire life. And a lot of the credit has to go to the pitching, without a doubt. But still, there were always great pitchers and great hitters in baseball. Now, I think there's great pitching and a handful of great hitters. There is no evidence to me of solid hitters anymore in Major League Baseball. There's only a bucket full of great hitters. And I mean, there are a bucket full, a big bucket full. Like, you remember yesterday you saw the pitching in the Home Run Derby and they had those two Rawlings bags on the side of the bump where they were pitching and they got all the balls out of. There's your two basket full of hitters in Major League Baseball that are actually legit. The rest of them suck. And I could argue that all day. I mean, the numbers are staggering how bad hitters are now.
Well, look, I think this is all you need to know. There's only seven players with enough qualified at-bats this year that are hitting over 300. Seven. There's only seven players
I didn't
in Major League Baseball this year. Seven.
And I could have assumed it, right? Because I did. I was like, there's nobody that hits 300 anymore because everyone sucks at hitting. That's just all there is to it. I have never seen it worse in baseball, Mike.
It is amazing. Less than seven guys are hitting 300 or better at the All-Star break.
Millions to hit 210.
Yeah. Yep. We'll hear from the other side.
21% he'll start of the time you get a hit and you get paid $10 million. I mean, Christ, Mike, let's go down to the batting cages. I think you and I could hit 210 drunk.
I hope so. It would be nice if I could. I'll take the $10 million. Why not? I mean, get involved. We'll hear from Scooble.
You've never seen it worse, have you? Have you ever seen it worse?
No. Seven guys hitting 300 at the All-Star break. That's tough.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
All right, Carver, hi. You tell me where you're going here after all of that. I get mad when I think of batting averages. I really do. And the money,
I know you do.
Like, nobody can hit. It gets me all ruffled.
I know it does. Tarik Skubal, of course, will start on the other side for the American League tonight. He's your reigning Cy Young Award winner. It's his first time starting the All-Star game. Also very excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a ton of fun. I mean, anytime you get to be in a clubhouse with the game's best and go against, you know, the game's best on the other side, it makes for a great product, and I hope the fans appreciate that, that this really is the game's best players, and it's an honor to share the room with them.
Yeah,
listen, I don't agree with that because, in my opinion, the best players were named to it, and then none of them show up for it, and then they play with a bunch of replacements. So, to me, it's average. In fact, I think that American League lineup tonight is complete garbage. And I'd be shocked if they beat the National League. Look, I mean, look at the starting lineup against that National League lineup. On optically, on paper, you cannot tell me that they even compare to them.
Yeah, there's been 12 replacements announced in this All-Star game so far. It feels like more. The American League will have Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, Vladdy Jr., Ryan O'Hearn, Junior Caminero, Javi Baez, and Jacob Wilson of the A's on their side. Shohei, Showtime, Ronald Acuna Jr., Marte, Freddie Freeman, Manny Machado, Will Smith, Kyle Tucker, Lindor, PCA. The National League starting lineup, you got no bones with. That's a heavy hitter lineup that the National League's going to roll out there.
If they don't win this game tonight, it is an absolute embarrassment against that hack-ass lineup of that American League that they're rolling out there tonight because nobody wants to show up for this thing. I'm telling you, these professional athletes nowadays, they want no part of NBA, NHL, or the baseball All-Star game, and that Pro Bowl flag football is an abortion. Okay, that's what that is. Don't get me started on that stupid fiasco. I mean, all of these things are capable, and they never will, but they're capable, in my book, of being eradicated. There's no reason for any of them. What they really should do is they play so many games in baseball, they should just have a midsummer break and not have this stupid game. Let's face facts. This is a stupid game when you got – look at that lineup. That is not even an all-star lineup. That American League lineup is not – I mean, are you kidding me? You have got to be kidding me. Don't get me going on this. That is not an all-star team. That is just a team they finally found enough guys to show up to play.
Well, this is, I guess, the part where I now have to tell you that the American League has won 10 of the last 11 All-Star
games. I don't care.
10 of the last 11. But the National League is favored tonight.
They should have their fingers cut off if they lose to this American League hack team. This is like a beer league softball lineup.
I actually have this up to minus 122 now for the National League in terms of how big of a favorite they are. The total, of course, is a 7. The under, it's gone under. 14 of the last 19 All-Star games have been under. And it's a flat 7 tonight. 79% of the money's on the over. You know, the problem is, Scotty, with these games, you know, by the time you get to the fourth inning, everybody's just looking to get the hell out of there. And they're swinging at everything. Let's go.
It's
we want to go.
Of time. Is it not a waste of time?
It's an under. It's an under. You know, nobody gets to stay in long enough to really get hammered. If a guy doesn't have it, obviously he's only in for a couple batters anyway. This is why these games are 3-2 every year. 4-1, 3-2. You know, they just want to go home. They just want to get out of there as fast as possible.
Honestly, that's just not exciting.
It's not exciting. That's just kind of how it is. I will come back. I've got a couple of other – well, actually, after you talk, of course, you're going to talk next with Chris, and then I'll give you a couple props for tonight. including the MVP. There are some homer numbers, which is tough to do. Remember, these guys are only going to get two. The starters, two, maybe three at-bats. The reserves, maybe one. So homers are difficult tonight. But I actually have one or two, Scotty, that I am going to play just for fun, because I can't have a baseball game and not bet a home run on it. And I am going to do that tonight.
Are you hitting one tonight?
I'm actually not going to bet on Acuna, but I'm going to have someone else who's had some ties there. Some ties to Atlanta in the past. I'm playing him to homer tonight. Plays for the Dodgers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always good to hook up with Chris Algieri, the boxing legend from Strong Island. Everybody loves Chris Algieri out on the island. Of course, Stony Brook guy, quite the education. You know, you got a lot of smarts for a guy that, and no offense, that went into boxing and had a hell of a career. I think 24-5, something to that effect. You've fought everybody and their brother. And I just, with the guy that had as much of an education as you, one might wonder what you were thinking. You know what I mean? Because it's a absolutely brutal business, and it's brutal on your brain. I've seen a million fighters take a beating over the years and end up on the wrong end of it. And, you know, later in life have all kinds of problems. You haven't had that. You got out early enough. What do people say to you, you know, as you're doing boxing now on PPV.com and you call all these fights and I see you in Vegas all the time at the fights? Do people ever question why you did it, even though you know why you did it? You were a great boxer, but people had to think you were, not to be mean, but they had to think you must be nuts or stupid.
Yeah, you know, Scott, it's funny. Quick correction. I was 25-4. Don't want to switch up the numbers a little bit.
I know it was really good. Right? Like,
you can't take one of those wins away. but no, I got that a lot during my career. But I mean, it just spoke to my passion for the sport. You know, I was dreaming of doing this for my whole life. I got to live my dream every day for 15 years as I was a pro. I loved what I did, but also I love what I do now. And luckily, I got out of the sport with my brain still intact, my body still intact. I'm still in great shape. I feel good. I spend time in the gym still all the time. But I'm doing what I love every day. I get to call fights. It's the best job in the world, and I will do this for as long as I'm able. I will be out there calling fights ringside.
So who are you doing the fights with Saturday at the T-Mobile in Vegas for this Pacquiao-Berrios card? There's a bunch of great fights on the card. Who are you calling the fight with?
Yeah, super solid card. It's PPV.com. I'll be in the live interactive chat, which is a really cool, innovative way to interact with the fan base. We've been doing this for a couple of years now, and it's really growing. Boxing fans are the best, man. They come in there and they ask just these questions that I don't even think. I have to really think and be like, man, you guys are good. All right, cool. But it's also cool because it's live as it's going on. Like the round ends and people are like, hey, Chris, who won that round? And I'm able to answer them in real time. So very, very cool. PPV.com in terms of what they have going on. No subscription ever. Streaming service that is fantastic and super clear. Been great working with them.
Yeah, I know. Fred Sternberg's the best PR guy in the business. And, he turned into it a while ago. And I've actually watched some of the best fights while you guys do your thing on PPV.com. And it's really cool that you get to interact with the experts ringside as the fight's happening. It's a cool way. I think almost, I'd be willing to say, I think it'd be cool, and they would, I don't know if they'd ever have the stones to do it, but I think they should do it on a telecast of a fight, actually broadcasting the fight where they could let fans do something like that. You know, on Sports Grid, we run the ticker, and we have the L-shaped of all the odds and in-game odds as the games happen in live betting. It's incredible. I think the same thing holds true in the boxing. Let's talk about Pacquiao for a second. I have to tell you, I wonder about him. You must be crazy to think that I've never seen it, to be honest. Like, you cannot in my view, walk away from boxing for 4 or 5 years and then come back and fight. Now, fair enough, you can actually do that, but you must be nuts if you pick a guy like Berrios to fight against in your first fight in 4 years. I mean, this guy is flat out bigger and better and younger and more dangerous. This is the wrong guy for him to be fighting. Am I crazy to say that?
Well, no, you're not crazy. And is Pacquiao crazy to think that he can pull this off? He's crazy like a fox because they're coming back for a reason. And, you know, Berrios, he's all the things you said. He's younger, he's bigger, he's fresher, he's been more active, he's a world champion, he's 30 years old, all of that. He's the tallest guy Manny's ever fought. But there are certain characteristics in Berrios' style where the Manny win or the Manny upset, because I'm sure the line is going to lean towards Berrios, is not a crazy thing to think about. The kid gets hit. He will engage. And the last thing to go is your punch. Manny Pacquiao can punch. And Manny's out trying to basically outdo himself. He set the record for the welterweight world champion, the oldest welterweight world champion at 40 years old. He's now 46. He's coming back to try and beat himself. And he's got a guy in front of him who is going to be super tough, and he's going to be the best version of himself. But listen, Manny saw something when he watched his kid fight. And he's back for a reason. And I believe the people around him care enough about Manny that they probably see it too. So it's not completely out of the question, mostly because it's Manny Pacquiao.
So I saw, I think I was at the Davis beat Berrios. I think I was at that fight. And I think Berrios lost to one-time Thurman at one point or another. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he doesn't lose. He lost to, and listen, I don't put Keith in the same realm as Gervonta. I think Gervonta's a dangerous fighter. I think Keith has had his moments. I think he's probably Berrios surprised he lost to Thurman, to be honest with you, and not surprised that he lost to Davis. But I don't see him losing to this guy. I'm sorry. He's been what, in the Philippines? He's like a politician,
Senator.
Everything else. Saving lives. He's not fighting. Yeah, I mean, I fought more with my wife than that guy has fought in the last 5 years.
Listen, Manny Pacquiao, he's the kind of guy, he likes to push the limit. He loves to make doubters eat their words. And I've been around him, obviously, when I fought him, the fight weeks leading up to it, fighting him. And then since then, I've been a commentator. I've commentated his fights. I've interviewed him. I'm going to be spending a bunch of time with him this week, getting ready for this fight week. But listen, he likes doing this kind of stuff. He likes pushing the limit. And listen, physically, he's super gifted. He's one of the best fighters of our generation. Berrios is funny. I just spoke with his trainer a couple hours ago, and we were speaking about those two fights. We're talking about the Tank Davis fight. We're talking about the Keith Thurman fight. And you know, there's some caveats about those fights. You know, the Gervonta Davis, Tank Davis fight, it was at 140 pounds, and there were some weight stipulations, and Berrios, really tall guy, he's like 6 feet tall. Fighting at 140 is really tough for him. Still boxed pretty well in that fight, ended up getting stopped. And then Keith Thurman, his coach was like, that was his first fight at 47. His coach was like, he was just better than us that night. But if we do the boxing math, right? So Manny Pacquiao beat Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman beat Mario Berrios. So that's kind of easy to be like, oh, well, okay, so then Manny Pacquiao should beat Berrios, right? Well, no, because Yordanis Ugas beat Manny Pacquiao. Mario Berrios beat Yordanis Ugas. So boxing math doesn't work the way we always kind of think of it. It's not linear in that way. So as much as Manny has been the old guy out of the ring, former senator, he's still Manny Pacquiao, and this is still a fight.
Yeah, so Saturday night, it's all on pay-per-view and PBV.com. Chris will be doing the fight. It's going to be incredible. A great card. Sue's fighting on that card. It goes on and on, including Pitbull fighting on this card. So I want to ask you,
though, right there.
Really, I do want to ask you, off the record, about Usyk again fighting Dubois for a third time, and who do you like in Canelo and Crawford? And I got 30 Crawford. Seconds respectfully.
So in Usyk and Dubois, I know this is a different fight in terms of where they are in their careers. I'm going with Usyk again. I just don't see anybody beating that man. He does not know how to lose. He's already beaten Dubois. He broke him down. He made him quit. And with Canelo Crawford, man, I'm sorry. I flip-flop every day thinking about this fight. The closer we get, I'm like, Canelo's too big. Crawford's too good. This is one of those fights where it's going to come down to where I throw my money is going to be a couple days before the fight, if not the day of the fight.
No doubt. Hey, Chris, good to see you. Have a great call of the fight on Saturday night. Say hi to Fred and everybody out in the boxing community.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Good to have Chris Algieri on, the former world champ, who's doing the fight on Saturday for PPV.com. It's actually in motion. You can talk to the guys ringside as they tell you everything that's happening in the fight. It's pretty cool. So I'm not a fan of Pacquiao coming back at this age, to be honest with you, after zero activity for 4 years. Like, I mean, if you're going to box, Mike, and you're going to, you know, retire, like, let's say, you know, the big fella who lost twice to Fury, to Usyk, you know, he said he was retired. And, you know, a year later, he's going to fight him again in April. Right. That's what the word is. It's a year later. OK, that I'm OK with. Guys that retire and then come out a year later and fight because they just still have the itch. I got to tell you, 4 and 5 years to me is like a lifetime in boxing. And I don't see how a guy his age can walk away for 4 or 5 years and then come back and take on a guy that's a foot and a half taller than him, that's the champ, and that is right now in the prime of his career and dominating in that division. He's been the champ for almost 2 years. If he loses to Pacquiao, that's to me the most humiliating loss of his career. I got to be honest with you. Manny Pacquiao, to me, he might as well be 80. I mean, Manny Pacquiao, I saw that guy fight 50 times live. And when he went away for 4 years, I thought, okay, Hall of Fame legend, he's finished, that's it. And then to see this guy come out of retirement to fight again, to me, it's almost laughable. Like, I won't believe it if he beats him, because it's almost to me like it's, I mean, how does a guy walk away that long and then come back at his age? And what's he going to do to some guy a foot and a half bigger than him? Are you kidding me?
I find it very hard to believe that Pacquiao wins this fight. Like you said, I would think something
of
the
fight. He was horrible.
Horrible. And look, the books agree. I mean, they've got Barrios right now at -280. Favorite in this fight.
It should be more.
So it probably should be more, and I think that we don't usually like going with the -280 department around here, but I think you're right. It probably should be more, and I actually think that that number is probably light considering the two fighters that are going to be in the ring. But yeah, I think it's a bad idea by Pacquiao. This is a bad idea. For him on Saturday night, going to fight this guy, Barrios. Not a good scene for him.
He literally, and you know, he never ages. Like, Manny looks like the same age he was when he started boxing. Literally, he doesn't age. But that's looks alone. Don't be fooled with a guy that fought for as long as he did, as many fights as he did. Do not be fooled that he looks the same, because he is not the same. The end of his career was bad. Like every boxer's end of their career. Most guys leave going way down the other side of the mountain and get their ass beat and get, you know, roughed up. And that's how it ends. These guys, like, it's so embarrassing watching Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield fight still. It's so embarrassing. Boxing has got so many guys that think they can still fight that absolutely cannot fight at all. And they're still fighting. Here's another guy coming out of the, you know, cupboard after 5 years. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, what is next? What is next in boxing? What is next? I mean, honestly, no one ever does anything about it. They just keep letting it happen. They're like, here, let's dust this guy off. He's 80. Let's see how he does out there. We'll sell this fight. And what's next? Is Manny Pacquiao going to fight Jake Paul? Is that next? Is that the next fight we're going to see? With this guy,
I know Jake would take it.
Oh, they keep giving that hack every fight he wants. I told you he'd fight that bum, Chavez Jr. And what did they do to Chavez Jr. when he got his ass beat? They arrested his ass and deported him. I mean, honestly.
Finished.
ICE arrested Chavez Jr. I mean, it's so embarrassing. Don't even get me started.
Took him out.
Look at the prop bets for the All-Star game. Stop.
All right, here we go. I'm
already too deep into this.
All right, here we go. Skeens tonight. You want something with Skeens? How about over 1.5 strikeouts at plus 148? He's only going to be in there for one inning, only going to get three outs. I think we can get two of them via the strikeout, right? Plus 148.
Why not?
Well, Scooble is the same number on the other side. Yeah, yes.
I want him to strike out, believe it or not, I want him to strike out all three of them. Torres, Riley, and Judge.
Well, yeah. In fact, I'm pretty sure that they had – I did see something for that. I'll find it for you. For him to strike out all three batters was a pretty nice price. Pitcher to record three-plus strikeouts. I'll find it for you in the next break. Scooble's 1.5 as well on that side. So, 10-1. 10-1 for Skeens to strike out all three batters. 10-1.
Yeah. And I don't think, I really don't think that, well, Scooble's changeup is nasty, but I think one of those guys will get a hit. I don't know if it's going to be Acuna, Marte, or Ohtani. Ohtani's leading it off, but I mean, this guy Scooble's stuff is absolutely filthy. So believe me, he can strike out Ohtani. I wouldn't be surprised at all he strikes him out because his stuff is going to be in on his ankles, okay? Like, he will throw the ball in on him like nobody's business. It'll be like he's trying to swing a golf club.
As far as the homers go, you can bet on pretty much anyone to homer in this game, although I will tell you, it's a dicey proposition. Like, the starters you would think are going to get two at-bats. Some of the guys at the top get three. Those would probably be your best shot if you wanted to try it. I'm not dipping my toe in with the reserve, Scotty, because you have no idea if they're going to get more than one at bat. I gave you the crumbs before. I'm going to just have some dart throws here. Freddie Freeman back in Atlanta with the National League. I'm going to take a shot there. And honestly, I think Raleigh, it would be the other guy that he does everything now. He won last night. I'd play Raleigh again at plus 680 to hit a home run this evening. Why not?
Yeah, and listen, Caminero had a big night last night. Yeah. Why not? He might be tired. Might be a little soft.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
So you've got the MVP odds for me now, Carver High, for the Midsummer Classic. It's very exciting, the amount of coverage we've given this today for what usually turns into a long evening.
Yeah, this is the last thing I have for you on this, and that is the MVP odds for tonight, if you're anywhere that you can do that. Ohtani, of course. Ohtani, Judge, Acuna Jr.'s high up there because they're in Atlanta. Raleigh, PCA, Tatis, Freddie Freeman. I think you should go with the Freddie Freeman angle tonight, being in Atlanta.
23-1.
I think that's probably the way to go. Freddie Freeman. I can't play it in New York, of course. No MVPs for me here. But If you're somewhere where you can drop out on the awards, by all means.
So wait a minute, stop.
Have a blast.
Tell me, time out. All right, hold on. What did you just say? You can't bet on it?
New York still doesn't have awards. You can't play awards in New York. You still don't have, they haven't put that through in the state yet. Yeah, it's been a couple years now since New York, the light was turned on, but no awards. You can't bet on anything that's voted on by a human,
I believe,
in New York.
Now I got four timeouts left. That's my second timeout. I immediately go back to the timeout. You're telling me that you learn something new every day, which is a fascinating thing on Coast to Coast. You're telling me that they will let you bet on whether or not raindrops hit your head when they fall out of the sky, but you can't bet on awards in New York? I mean, this is as bad as I can't bet on college teams inside the state. The dumbest
rules.
Can't
do that here either.
You're telling me you can't bet on MVP awards in New York?
Well, like, what is every that? Every state obviously has their own rules and regulations. In New York, there are no awards voting. That's anything. That's not just this All-Star game. I mean, that's season-long MVP, season-long anything. Like, any sport, NFL, MLB, NHL.
NBA players bet on prop bets on themselves and go to jail, but they won't let you bet on MVP awards?
They have the same college rule in New York as New Jersey. You can't bet on any college teams that are in the state. In fact, no college player props in New York either, which I know that's becoming a thing.
You can't bet on
kind of everywhere. No Army, no Syracuse, none of those. St. John's, none of that here in New York. Can't do any of it. But I don't mind as much. The awards are stupid.
In Jersey, right? He's driving down the road with his cell phone betting on the Johnny.
Right. It's the Caucus Junction. That's where you gotta go and do that. But it's I think the awards is ridiculous. I think it's nonsense that you can't bet on the awards in New York. It's really
you can bet on everything.
Really
you can literally bet on frogs, but you can't bet on awards. Like honestly,
can't bet
what
on
is
awards.
Next?
You got to talk to Adabo, the guy who got the gambling pass in New York. He's got to get it through.
That's our guy. He's been on the show.
Yeah.
He's
the guy that's
– I love that guy.
He's the guy who's got to make it happen. The Rays are going to get sold. Owner Stu Sternberg reportedly sells the team to a group led by Jacksonville developer Patrick
Zalapski.
Zalapski for $1.7 billion. He's expected to keep the team in Tampa, but his strong preference is in Tampa. Where they are actually playing now at Steinbrenner Field over St. Petersburg, which I don't blame them. You don't want to go back out across the bridge there, across the bridge to the Berg. They should be in Tampa. Nobody's going to go no matter where they are, but they should be in Tampa.
Let me ask you this question. Do you honestly believe that a guy that buys the team for $1.7 billion, now look, if he were to build a new stadium in Tampa, it would cost him more than the team is worth, which is bad business. He literally, it would cost him $2.5 billion to build a baseball stadium. Now, granted, 10 years from now, I think the Rays, if they stay in Tampa, would be worth $5 billion if they're worth $1.7 billion now. But I actually come from the side of the river that believes he's lying and he's going to move them. And they're not going to move to Jacksonville. Mm. Like, if you were really a new owner in baseball and you had markets like Nashville and et cetera, Charlotte, that want, they're craving Major League Baseball, right? Would you not consider, because those markets are going to build you a $2.5-3 billion stadium. They're going to pay for it for you.
Yeah.
As opposed to this guy has to pay to build it in Tampa. I don't believe Tampa's building him a baseball stadium. He's going to have to pay for it. I think the guy's lying when he says he's keeping him there.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.